It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good afternoon, Arizona. Good morning, Nevada and California. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Happy Motivational Monday. It's November the 15th. We're halfway through the whole month already. Yeah, can you believe it? I won't tell you 45 days from Christmas. I won't even mention that. I want to tell you a little bit about sports tonight. You can listen to the Rams and the 49ers at 5:30 tonight on KNTR Sports. That is 94.3 and 100.5. Also, if you're still under, crying and you're sad because the Cardinals yesterday, oh gosh, it was a bad game. I was at the Brady's house yesterday for a little get together for Kiwanis, and we were all kind of sneaking in watching the game, crying in our beers. It was terrible. Oh well. Hey, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications, Fiber Internet, Digital Telephone, and TV Streaming Service. Stay connected with TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Bundle? Yes, they have bundle services. Connect you up to everything. Take the first step. Here's a new website for you to go to. Pre-register today at TWN.com/Mojave. Again, TWN.com. That's kind of short for communications.com/Mojave. Okay. Or you can call 888-227-2095. All right. Also brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yes, they're kicking off the fall season of savings with annual, seasonal, and sundowner golf passes, discounts for active and retired military and first responders with ID. See why Laughlin Ranch is the number 4 golf club in Arizona. Check it out at LaughlinRanch.com. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Yes, oh, they're fixing up your homemade, fresh Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, it's a custom made from scratch. Rick does it himself. Oh, I'm going to be having it because my wife's on a special diet. So she said, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? I said, I'm going to Perkins. I'll see you there. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffings, green beans, yams, a roll, cranberry sauce, not for me, and a slice of pie, all for $15.99. Kids, only $6.99. Only on Thanksgiving Day at Perkins. All right, Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, a vacation home, an investment home, a pool in the backyard for next summer, an add-on, remember the name Chad Hansen. Somebody else will answer the phone, but tell them you want Chad, okay? Call 928-288-2691, and he'll take good care of you. All right? He's at Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. That's always good to know. And dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. And just check it out. Go by and see it. 754-3006 is the number. They're at the end of Air Park at the airport. All right, now into the studio. Every Monday we play a band or a single individual. Today we're going to do a little CCR, or better known as Creedence Clearwater Revival. And in the studio, it was going to be Jackie, who is under the weather, and so we have Just Val.
Just Val.
And Val is here from the Laughlin Chamber. Fix my voice. And we'll have CCR in our background today. How's the Laughlin Chamber? Are you guys exhausted from the weekend?
We are so exhausted.
Yeah.
We've had a really busy weekend. between our Community Achievement Awards on Saturday and World's Toughest Mudder.
Yes, out in the desert.
Yes.
I saw that. I was over here in the studio on Saturday, and I went, oh, wow, look what's... I can always tell because as I come across the bridge and I'm coming along, all the signs just say, temporary no parking.
Yes.
I went, whoa, something's coming up here.
Yes.
So that was the Toughest Mudder?
Yes, World's Toughest Mudder.
World's Toughest Mudder.
Yes.
Who was the Toughest Mudder?
I have not looked to see where the standings are for that weekend. They do come in from literally all over the world for World's Toughest Mudder to compete.
Well, I know when I glanced out there, it was like a whole town was set up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then we got another one again this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
This one's Toughest Mudder.
Oh, Toughest.
Yes.
Okay.
Or Tough Mudder. Tough Mudder and World's Toughest Mudder are completely separate events.
That's a lot.
Do they see me putting my separate hands?
No,
they
don't see you putting your hands up.
All right, just checking.
And then, now, Saturday, you have the Community Achievement Awards. And how do you guys take what used to be a two-hour dinner and turn it into a nine-hour day?
We actually had a few people who were there that have been to the dinners and said how amazed they were with how impressive it was to have it an entire day, even though there was no food involved.
Right.
Laughlin Ranch was quite busy in their restaurant.
I'm sure.
We had a lot of the nominees and their guests that were hanging around after their category. They were drinking, eating, congratulating others that were coming through. It was a really fun day.
Yeah.
It was nice. And it was a beautiful day, too, on top of it.
And a long day.
Long day. We're feeling it today.
Jackie's out sick. She
yeah.
texted me early this morning and said, I won't be there. It's just going to be Val.
Yeah. Well, she not only was there all day for Community Achievement Awards, but she also went to the concert that night.
Oh, Darius.
Darius, yes.
Jackie and Darius together.
Yep.
Oh, that could be trouble.
Yep.
No wonder why she's sick. did you go to the concert?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
I was a good girl and I went home and rested.
Oh, you're taking your son and gone to the concert and kicked back.
Yeah, I don't know that I could have walked that far after all of that we were doing.
Yeah. So let's talk about the winners. Who are the winners of the Community Achievement Awards?
Oh, my goodness. So we started out the morning with the Business Expansion and Retention Award, and that went to the Funky Poodle 2.
I'll tell you, Liz has done so much work down there.
Oh, my goodness. She expanded during the COVID shutdown.
And she bought new, I don't want to say cages, but like areas, kennels for the dogs.
And they're amazing kennels.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are so neat. They're huge and... The locks are up high, so those larger dogs can't unlock them.
And you'd be surprised how they know how to unlock them.
Oh, yes. They are so smart.
We have two Labradors that have figured it out.
Yes.
Yes. They're caged every night, or kenneled every night. And about once a week, one of them will figure out how to get out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And we had an English bulldog that... There was a reason they're called bulldogs, because she would bull her way through anything.
Really?
She would literally headbutt doors until she figured out which door she could go into.
Okay.
So but Liz did amazing during this. So she did get the Business Expansion and Retention Award.
Good.
After that came Communications Award. And that went to James McNutt.
Okay.
He works for the Bullhead City Elementary School District.
Oh, okay.
He was praised for the immediate response that they had for when students weren't allowed to go to school. The initiative that it took to gain access for the students to get into schooling online and for the teachers to be able to teach the students online, and he was such great support, and he did, of course, have a team, but it was for his initiative to get all
leadership
of that rolling.
Yeah.
It was,
and I would imagine that would probably be the same with every school district.
Oh, absolutely.
Their IT guy became the most valuable person in their district last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he was, somebody thought very highly of him, obviously,
to nominate him. Good.
Yes.
Good.
So then we had the next category was Humanitarian Award.
Okay.
And that is always, year after year, one of the most difficult awards to decide who is going to become the winner. But the shining star this year was Gina Morga.
With Western Arizona Regional Medical Center.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
She was up against some pretty amazing people.
Oh, yeah?
Always. Humanitarian is, in my opinion...
The tough one?
The tough one.
Yeah.
for all that they do.
Well, she runs the senior circle up there.
That she does.
And, I mean, Warmsea is right around the corner from my house.
Mm.
And her office is across the street from Warmsea in its
yes.
own little building, which is also where Senior Circle is. And half the time when you drive by it, the parking lot is jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all seniors up there doing a variety of things. They have a whole calendar of stuff that they do.
Oh, yes. They are nonstop.
Yeah. And then they get together and they'll say, like, okay, what about... who wants to go to a Diamondback game
yes.
next weekend, or who wants to, and then they just get a bunch of them together and go.
Yep.
You know, and they're pretty active.
Yes,
seniors.
They are.
Yeah. So.
And it's a really great way to meet people.
Yes.
You know,
when
you're out here, and there's a lot of people who've moved out here to be closer to family, and then
right.
find that they're a loner.
Yep.
You know, they find new friends that way.
Yeah. So, next award.
Next award was the Entrepreneur Award.
Oh.
And that went to Jonathan Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Connaughty.
Connaughty.
Thank you.
Yeah, Connaughty.
I have to slow down with that one. But yes, he won Entrepreneur Award.
Okay.
And then followed Small Business. And these two ladies are amazing. They are the Family Care Home Health and Hospice.
All right.
That was this year's winner for Small Business. There again, they are doing some really amazing things.
The hospice industry in itself is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into people's homes and you try to take care of someone who is in maybe the last 6 months or a year of life,
mm-hmm.
and then once they pass, the family becomes your...
Yes.
You got to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
and that's not always just hospice. You know, it could
right.
be somebody who had just out of surgery and they're recovering and they need some assistance.
Right.
You know, they're there for so many different reasons.
Yeah, they do home health
yes.
care too. So,
mm-hmm.
and when you come out of surgery, you might need someone just to say, take these three pills at this time,
yes.
these three at this time, these three, yeah.
Or get them up and get them walking,
yep.
moving.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And then we had Large Business of the Year. And Large Business of the Year went to Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort.
I'm not surprised.
Yes.
I think of two examples when I've called the Riverside and asked for something and got it.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago, we had a prize for our fire prevention fair. And it was 3 days and two nights at the MGM Circus and four passes to their water park. Well, Jesse Sessions was my helper that year, and she says to me, she goes, I can't get that. And I go, oh, well, I just met a guy who's the new general manager at the Edgewater. I'll call him. So I call him up, and I go, hey, you know, because the Edgewater at that time was owned by MGM.
Right.
And he goes, I can't get that for you either.
Oh, no.
And I go, really? So I sit there for a minute, and I thought, okay, well, what are we going to do for a grand prize? So I called Del Newman, who was number two at the Riverside at the time, and I said, I want to know if we can have a grand prize for a helicopter ride.
Ooh.
With Don. And he said, let me ask. And then he called me back and he goes, yep, you got it.
Nice.
So that was it for years. And then I think about one time when we had a hazardous materials incident on this side from an 18-wheeler.
Oh, I remember.
And our guys got in there and they said, they came out and they said, Chief, it's four pallets back. We can't even see it, you know. And I said to the chief, Joe Anderson, I said, you need a forklift? And he goes, you have a forklift? I go, no, but I can get you one.
We can find one.
Picked up the phone, called Mark over at the Riverside and said,
yes.
you know, can we get a forklift? We got this problem. And about 20 minutes later, there was a forklift.
Yes.
So the Riverside's always stepped up and helped. That's what's nice about a local, community. And I think Matt graduated locally here. And
he grew up here.
Yeah, and with his brothers and cousins and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so, very good. And then, of course, Matt himself was the...
We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, next award?
The next award is Lloyd Shire's Tourism Award,
okay.
which...
Came from the Riverside.
Came from Riverside.
Yep.
And that went to Scott Glover with Laughlin Tours.
Okay.
So he is such a sweet man.
I don't know him.
Oh, my goodness. If you have not taken a tour with Scott, you need to. He is quite enjoyable. He is fun. He's enthusiastic. Laughlin Tours.
Oh, okay.
You need to check it out.
All right. I will.
And we have information for Laughlin Tours at the Laughlin Chamber.
Of course you do.
Of course we do. And then that wrapped up the morning. And then came the afternoon. We had the Public Service Award.
Okay.
which went to Lieutenant Nick Sessions from the Bullhead City Police Department.
Yes.
And his wife, her father, and mother were there to accept his award. And at the end of that award time, Jackie was proud to announce that the moving forward, that award's going to be named Nick Sessions Public Service Award.
Wow.
So he will be honored from this time frame and
how cool.
On. So
how cool.
His memory will live on with all of those future
I called Nick
winners.
A friend of mine because Jessie worked for us at the fire mm-hmm. department before she became a teacher. And I've seen Nick grow through the ranks at the police department and kind of experienced part of this with Jessie. We were texting almost the whole time he was in the hospital. And so very sad ending to a wonderful man's career in law enforcement. So
yes.
It's appropriate that they name that after
yes.
him. That's cool.
And very, it was agreed upon by all. The judges from the Community Achievement Awards and our board of directors all agreed that this was meant for him.
Good. Good.
So.
All right.
And then moving forward, we have the Community and Social Service Organization Award, which went to the Senior Circle, sponsored by RMC.
Yeah. Just keeping all those people busy, that's award-winning.
Absolutely. That's for sure. And then we moved into the Educator of the Year.
Okay, who's that?
That went to Coy O'Kelly, and he comes from Academy of Building Industries, AOBI.
Okay. In Fort Mojave, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is an amazing man. All of the different technical skills that he is teaching these students out there to prepare them for real world.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, you know, and they take on projects around town and do mm-hmm. stuff,
yes.
too. So that's, you know, it's amazing, that little Academy of Industry.
They're tiny but mighty.
That's right. He must have said that during his interview.
I don't recall that,
oh, okay.
But that's my view.
Okay. Who's next?
Then we moved into the Young Wonder Award.
Oh, my friend Zane.
Yes.
Yes.
Zane. He is from Mojave Accelerated. He is an amazing young man.
I had him in here about a month ago interviewing.
Yes.
Him. And he is an amazing young man. He doesn't say no to anybody.
No, he does not.
He's not only in the Key Club mm-hmm. at Mojave Accelerated Learning Center, but he's also in Interact.
Right.
And then
right.
he's a part of the cheerleading team, and
yes.
he wears this big costume. And
oh, he is the mascot.
Yes. He's played
yes.
Bravo the Bull for the
yes,
city.
Yes, that
and,
too.
Yeah. And he's now a judge for the Boombox Parade.
Yes.
Yeah.
He definitely has a bright future ahead of him.
He does. He does.
And that smile. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The smile will light up the room.
And the head of hair.
Yes.
Okay, next.
So we have Connie Davis Youth Citizen of the Year Award.
Right.
Now, normally, those finalists all get a scholarship from us. So the runners-up would get $500 each.
Right.
And then the winner would get $1,000.
Okay.
This year, the judges had a really difficult time deciding on one winner, so they chose to award two
wow.
winners. So each of those winners will receive a $1,000 scholarship from us.
Who are the two?
And that went to Enrique Gabriel Villare. He's from Mojave High School.
Okay.
And then we had Ethan Fromm, also from Mojave High School.
Wow. Two from Mojave.
Two.
Fantastic.
And those two are very, very bright
young men.
Are they
both seniors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Connie Davis Youth Citizen is seniors.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good. All right.
And then we
then?
Went into the Citizen of the Year category.
Right.
And that went to Matt Laughlin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic.
That is the homegrown, born and raised.
I know.
And he has a lot of amazing ideas for the future, too. And not just with the Riverside, but for the community in whole.
Yeah, he does. And,
yes.
And he's going to be good for our future.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Okay.
So we also have three Spirit Awards.
Right.
And we have Spirit of Nevada, which went to Detective Walt Hemingway from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
Who started his career in
yes.
Bullhead City.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the fire department, correct?
No. The PD.
The PD, okay.
Yeah. No, he was with Bullhead PD.
Okay.
I texted a friend of mine, and I said, look at that. The PD had three winners. And I said,
oh.
And this buddy of mine, he retired as a captain about 10, 11 years ago. And I said, you worked with all three of them? And he goes, yeah, I did. You know?
Yes, and then your Arizona spirit went to Lieutenant Andrew Seviano, also from the Bullhead City Police Department.
Yes.
Yes.
I texted him and congratulated him. He's also, and I already asked him to be a judge for the boombox parade.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And then our spirit of the Colorado River went to Donna Kelly from Laughlin Community Healthcare.
The nurse practitioner.
Yes.
Yeah.
So those were our winners.
Okay. Now we need to take a break because we're 10 minutes behind because of the fact that you just kept on talking the whole time.
I get that from Jackie.
You learn from the best. So, all right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back and chat some more about the chamber and tourism. So stick around. Do want to remind you, tomorrow we're going to have Ryan and Felicia from the city of Kingman here in the studio. And tomorrow in Havasu, Hospice of Havasu, and Michael Anderson's going to be talking about housing in Mojave County.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Getting a business loan can be a lengthy and complicated process with hidden fees and interest charges from big financial institutions. Spot On Capital provides quick capital advances so you can invest in growth or solve short-term cash flow needs. Get a loan offer delivered directly to your dashboard. Complete a quick application and your funds are deposited directly to your account as soon as the next business day. Repay as you earn. No interest charges, hidden fees, or monthly minimums.
Call Thane O'Brien today, 928-706-2784 or T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
Are you a local business who would like to be a part of the Co-op member savings community? Hi, I'm Regina with Mojave Electric. The Co-op Connections card saves members on everything from prescriptions to dining and much more. If you're a local business who enjoys helping their neighbors save, sign up today to be a part of the Co-op Connections card community. For more information, call 928-763-1100 or visit our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Help us out now!
Yeah! Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Don't forget, CCR is our band of the day on Mondays. All we play today now, in and out of all the commercial breaks, is Creedence Clearwater Revival. And Speak Out Each 2.0, each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? You can save money at Joshua Springs. You can save money at Java Jitters. They're back open. Yes. Chili's, Colorado River Eye Care. How about Barron's? Barron's Pools, Barron's Pest Solutions, Barron's Security Systems. Yes, all. And the Boys and Girls Club Thrift Stores. There's three of those. So get your co-op connection card now at the MEC office on Hancock Road, or call 763-1100 if you have a question. The Laughlin Outlet Mall right here. We got four great restaurants downstairs now. Four, yes. Come and eat. Upstairs, clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, boots, chocolate, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and a thrift store. In the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, and a nail salon, and a bar. And no, no one's tearing down the building, and no, they're not selling it. So kill those rumors if you hear them. Walker Service Electric, he's got Walker electricians all over Mojave County every single day. If you need an electrician, you need something done in your home or your business, maybe just an extra outlet or an extra light or a fan, yes, maybe a ceiling fan that you don't want to climb up on a ladder and take care of, call them, 718-9444. They're available 24/7 for emergencies, but you know, a lot of jobs they can get to you the same day, so call 718-9444. Ah, yes, East West Financial Services. Retirement and estate planning can be complicated, but not with East West Financial Services. He specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. Many different plans are available. He's been doing this for 20 years right here in Mojave County. Call Jack Mafara, 928-888-9828. Those are my sponsors. And speaking of sponsors, you probably had lots of sponsors that sponsored your Community Achievement Awards.
We did. Our premier sponsor was American Legion, Richard Springsteen Post, Springsteen Post 60.
Okay.
They are our premier sponsor every year.
They're right up here on the road?
Yes.
Yeah, can't miss them.
And then we had Barron Services, we had Riverside Resort, Debbie's Dispensary, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Findlay Motor Company, Valley View Medical Center, River Passage Water Taxi, Anderson Auto Group, Culver's of Bullhead City, The New Pioneer, Edgewater, Tropicana, Golden Nugget, Harris, the Bullhead City Chamber of Commerce. We also had Aquarius, and our advertising sponsors were, of course, Radio Central.
Oh, yes.
Murphy Broadcasting, they were our MC.
Right.
Our announcer for the event. The B live streamed it for us. Lamar Advertising helped us with some billboards.
Good.
Of course, our venue was Laughlin Ranch Golf Club and Spa.
Right.
And then we had Southern Glaciers Wine and Spirits help us with some wine. And, of course, the amazing Nikki's for Photo Creations. She does amazing. Matter of fact, we just received our winner's collage that will be going out in our next email.
Wow.
All those smiling faces. And then, of course, we need to thank our judges. The time that they spent grueling over the bios. And
just a full day of interviewing, wasn't it?
It was two full days of interviews.
Oh, that's tough.
So we want to thank...
I did it years and years and years ago.
Yes, yeah. We want to thank them for sure. So our head judge was Anita Bray Gill.
Right.
We had from Javelinas. We also had from Nevada, Denise Berry from the Riverside. We had Mark Moskowitz from our Clark County liaison. Michael Ray Jackson from Southern Nevada Transit Coalition. And then our Arizona judges were Jessica Terry from J&J Events,
right.
Maria Pinecker from Billet Healthcare Services, and then Rob Terry from Findlay.
Very good. Good judges.
It was a very good group of judges.
Okay.
And some of those judges hung around the whole day on Saturday to watch their fruits of their labor come through.
because they didn't know who the winners were.
No, they do not. They walk away from their last night with us, and they do a blind vote, and they don't have a clue.
Oh, okay.
And they said that I'm very stone-faced during that time frame. They try to trick me, but they haven't done it yet.
All right. Okay, we got to take another break because you talked so long the first time. Yeah, all right. All right, 702-298-1063. If you have questions about the Chamber or Laughlin Tourism, give us a call. We'll be right back. Stick around. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our phone line, if you want to call and ask our guest a question, is 702-298-1063. Once again, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Are you in the process of relocating to Southern Nevada? Well, consult the people who know the market like the back of their hand. This is Kevin Barbarita, and as a local for over 35 years, not only do I know this area, I know the people, the community, and the buying opportunities before anyone else. I've sold thousands of homes and have received many awards. I can attest that Barbarita Realty Consultants can and will make your buying experience an easy one. Call me, let's talk, 702-420-9321.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City, transmitter K292ES, Laughlin, and transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com, 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state, and KJJJ HD2.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners, and you're going to find they're tasty, and they're filling, and they're good for you. Don't ask me how it happens. Talk to Eric. He's in charge. But yeah, all that good food. Nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. That's like your lunch. You know, you go get it in the morning, take it to work with you. They start at $8. You tell them what you want. It's amazing. It's Eric's idea of a TV dinner in 2021. Check out their entire menu at ProFitKitchen.com. Make sure you spell it right, KITCHIN.com. If you can cook, stop by and see Eric. He'd love to talk to you. He opens every day at 7 o'clock, on the weekends at 9. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis. But when's the last time you thought about that transmission? Speaking of an oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up. Complete auto repair and transmission service. ATCO, 444-1244 on the top of the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Spot On. Processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative available to set you up and do all the processing. There's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. Month-to-month is available, and funding is the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu City, Needles, and Laughlin, and Henderson. Call Thane O'Brien, 928-706-2784. Farm Bureau Financial Services, you think you pay too much for your insurance? Well, why not sit down with a professional? Show them your policies. Let them look at them. See what you're paying. Maybe they can bundle a couple things and save you some money. Wouldn't you like to save $40 or $50 a month? Well, Greg or Stephanie, they can do that for you. Stop by. Call them, 763-8464. Make an appointment. Then take in your life insurance, your auto insurance, your home insurance, your commercial insurance. Take it all to Farm Bureau. Let them sit down and look at your policies. They also, by the way, they also do farms and ranches, if you have that. Call 763-8464. Make an appointment and go save some money. All right, back in the studio here. down in the last 19 minutes, and then Mr. Sean Hannity steps behind the microphone. Not in this studio. He has his own.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. This is too small for him.
Yeah.
And you know, and cluttered. You know, I got a desk over here and stuff, and his is spotless and, you know.
Show off.
Yeah. Yeah. He let me use it once, but anyways.
You weren't invited back?
Nope.
No.
I must have left a mess. How would you believe that with this looks of this studio, right? Okay, so now we've covered the Community Achievement Awards.
Yes.
I understand that you might have a mixer coming up next month.
We just might. We are looking at our Jingle and Mingle Christmas mixer at the Aquarius on Thursday, December 9th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Nevada time.
Ah.
We're working on a venue of splash inside the Aquarius.
Okay.
So we'll put some more details together, get that stuff out via our social media.
Okay.
And our email blast through the chamber.
And also, that's a great time to donate to the food for families.
Feed a family.
When we go there.
Yes.
You know,
Sean
Hamill was
That's the whole reason we have this mixer.
Yes. Sean was here a couple weeks ago and talked about that.
Yes.
And he's always excited because he raffles off trees and
yes.
and then feeds 2,500 families, which is 10,000 people.
Yes.
10,000 people.
It's amazing.
Gosh. And, you know, he tells a story about when he was talking to corporate about wanting to do this. Mm-hmm. They were like, are you nuts? You know, and he goes, no, our players will give us their points and we'll use their points as cash to buy food. And they all said in Vegas, you know, all the corporate people live up in the big hotels. And, oh, Sean, we don't think this will work. He goes, I know it will work. I know my customers.
Right.
And it does.
Our customer base is a completely different
It's not Vegas.
Thing from Vegas, yes.
Yeah,
and that's why people come here.
It
is. Because we're not Vegas.
Yes. And I just spent a week up there, so I know. Now, Laughlin Tourism, you got stuff going on?
Yes. Well, like I said earlier, we just finished World's Toughest Mudder. Now, this weekend, the 19th through the 21st, is Tough Mudder.
Uh-huh.
So that one also is an obstacle course.
Okay.
Anybody can join that one.
And there must
There's
be,
still
there
registrations
must be some
available.
Mud areas?
There is some muddy spaces, yes.
How do you get mud out there in the middle of the desert?
They truck the water out there.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's a pretty neat course. We drove the course last year so we could see the whole thing.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and it is really neat.
Yeah.
If you like that kind of thing, if you're into 5Ks and you want to bump up your obstacle portion of it, it really was a whole lot of fun, but you need to be ready.
So this is a run?
There is a run, yes.
Oh, okay.
So you will literally run through the desert, go through all these different
obstacles. Oh, this is
obstacles.
Not off-road vehicles or
oh,
anything?
Oh, no, no.
Oh.
This is dirt with your feet, and you're running through all of the dirt. But there were some pretty neat obstacles.
I ran a Needles 10K one time with my buddy John Crary, and we got to the bridge. Well, it had rained. You know, it was during the summer, but it had a monsoon rain. And we get to go underneath the bridge. But when you go under there now it's 2 feet of water.
Yep.
And it floods. And we went through there, and I ended up having toe problems for the longest time. Because you soak your feet when you go through that. And as Scott Crampton explained to me, when your feet are wet, they slide in your shoes.
Yes.
And it's not healthy. And,
no.
Yeah. So
speaking of running,
yes,
we have Run Laughlin coming up Saturday, December 4th.
My son's going to come out and participate.
Oh, good. So am I.
Are you?
I am in the 5K. I am actually a legacy runner. I walk, not run.
Okay.
But I have done the half marathon, or the Run Laughlin since the first year. So they consider me legacy.
Oh, okay.
I have not worked myself up to the 12K or the half marathon yet. I'll stick to the 5K for now.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. A good 3-mile walk is good for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
And it's beautiful. Oh, my goodness, our river and the sun coming up in that time of the morning is beautiful.
Yeah. I said he could stay with us, and he said, no, I'll stay in a casino. Since I got to get up early and be out there ready to go. And
yes.
He just did a relay race in Vegas about a month ago.
Oh.
And I went up there, caught up with him and his boys, and he does the whole thing, you know. Mm-hmm. He has practice shoes and then run shoes and doesn't run to music when he's competing. But and I'm like, why? He goes, nope, nothing's going to distract me. Okay.
I need that music.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
I used to run to the Beatles.
Ooh.
I had all fast music.
Yes.
In my phone, yeah. All fast Beatles songs. There was no Yesterday or Michelle. It was all fast Beatles songs.
And you found yourself running to the beat of the music.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. And then following that comes Snore, which is our Southern Nevada off-road enthusiasts.
Now, that's vehicles.
That is vehicles.
Okay.
Those are trucks.
You don't have to run that one.
Buggies. That one you don't have to worry about your feet getting wet. But Mackenzie's Rage at the River, that's December 9th through the 12th. And they have 5 different classes, full stock, stock bug, sportsman. They have pre-run. They have all kinds of different classes for that one. So that one's a fun one to watch, too. So
people like coming out here because our weather's so nice.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Even in November and December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that one, you can, as a spectator, you'll be able to come out and watch them, too. So
oh, okay.
You want to get some dirt in your hair and not actually have to get in the middle of it? Come on out.
Yeah. Yeah. Get dirt in your hair without participating.
Right.
Yeah. Fantastic. A lot going on at the Chamber.
A lot going on.
Well, in Laughlin Tourism.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh.
And then if you're wanting to come out for concerts, there's concerts coming out at the casinos, too.
Yes, because I think little Darcy is coming here to the Edgewater here in a couple of weeks.
November 27th.
Yeah.
So if you wanted something to do after Thanksgiving.
Oh, she's so cute.
Yes, she is.
We watched her win. You know,
she's getting grown now.
Yeah, she is growing up. Yeah. Yeah, she's not the cute little kid she was on America's Got Talent.
That's
like 4 years ago. So.
No. Yeah. She's growing. That's
she's a teenager.
Sure. She's teens.
Her poor parents.
She's not cute anymore.
her poor parents, and they have all the teenager problems.
Yes. Yep. Yep. That they do.
Yes. 702-298-1063. You know, our phone does work if you have questions about the Laughlin Chamber or tourism, you know. What are some of the other concerts? You know, next week I have the Carpenters in here, or the Almost Carpenters.
The Almost Carpenters.
They do all the Carpenters music.
Mm, yes.
And they're going to be at the Riverside. They're here in studio next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they have the Merry Christmas. Oh, that's the Merry Christmas Darling Carpenters.
Right.
They have Kevin Johnson coming in. Nutcracker's coming back.
The Kevin Johnson?
Kevin Johnson.
The comedian?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it going to be?
At the Riverside.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow. When's that?
December 1st through 5th.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty good.
And the Nutcracker. If you haven't taken your children to go watch the Nutcracker, you need to.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to enjoy as a family. Yep. That's the December 9th through the 12th.
My daughter takes her granddaughter and now her son every year.
Yes.
Every year. It's a tradition.
Yes.
Since my little granddaughter was like three, they started going, you know. Now she's 15. And,
well, good.
Yeah.
Yes, you need to take them out there.
Yes. And by the way, the Riverside's the only one that does a Nutcracker.
Yes.
Nobody else has it.
No.
Yeah. Too bad.
Yes.
Yep. You can take Darius?
Dorian?
Dorian?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I have taken him.
Are you going to take him this year?
We haven't decided if we're going to or not.
Well, Mom has to decide.
I know.
Yeah.
But he costs me a lot of money.
He's a teenager, too, isn't he?
He is a teenager. He's 13.
Oh, 13 now.
Yes.
Is he taller than you?
He is as tall as me, if not just a half inch or so more.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yes. All right. But he eats like a man, so he costs me a lot more money these days.
Yeah. Well, I'll take him to that concert.
Yes.
Maybe he'll mellow out a little bit with a little
tap
dancing and all that they do during that show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
And then don't forget the Platters, Very Merry Christmas show is coming also to the Riverside. You know, they've got a lot of really neat holiday stuff to come and watch.
Riverside wants to put everybody in the spirit.
Yes,
that's
good. They do.
That's good.
Absolutely. And then looks like most of the stuff coming up. Oh, the Winter Dance Party, that one's coming to the Riverside as well. And that's going to be the tribute to Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, and Richie Valens, too.
Ooh. Ooh.
That one I want to go to.
All killed in the same plane crash.
Yes, unfortunately.
50-something, 7, 59? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But, yeah, all killed in the same plane.
Yep.
And somebody else was supposed to be in that plane with them and then stayed back.
Yes.
So, which was a good idea.
On their part,
yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's take our last break of the day because we have to do these things. And we'll be right back. If you have questions, you can call 702-298-1063. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat with you some more.
Long as I remember.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature?
No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter. Service to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions. 758-2400.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Are you thinking, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? Worry no more. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City is fixing your homemade Thanksgiving dinner. A custom made from scratch traditional meal made fresh only Thanksgiving Day. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans, yams, dinner roll, cranberry sauce, and a slice of pie. All for $15.99. Kids, $6.99. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Only in Bullhead City and only on Thanksgiving Day. Leave the cooking to Rick.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Barbarita Realty Consultants. Kevin Barbarita himself has over 35 years' experience in real estate, Bullhead City and Laughlin. First-time buyers, no problem. Foreclosures, no problem. Home sellers, come right on in. Luxury homes, he's got them. New construction, also no problem. Property management, senior communities, short sales, and timeshares. Barbarita Realty Consultants, 702-420-9321. Listen to the radio. You heard him. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, as every medical facility does. They always have. And they also test everyone for COVID as required. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404. Ask for Kristen Ott, and she'll take good care of you. Arizona Comfort Solutions, if you're not quite comfortable in your home or your office, well, don't move. Just pick up the phone in Bullhead City, Kingman, and now California. Call 758-2400. Their consultants will come right over. They can fix your thermostat, your air conditioning, your swamp coolers, your heaters, your furnaces. They do it all. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. Barron Services, experts in alarms. Oh, yes, they do them all. Installation, maintenance, and monitoring. Experts in... Where'd I go? Oh, experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron's uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Yes. Call 758-5499. And we got about 5 minutes left in the studio here with Val talking about the chamber and the Laughlin Tourism.
Yes.
And what's the chamber phone number in case people are listening and they think, I got a question, but I don't want to ask on the radio. I'll call the chamber.
You can call us at 702-298-2214.
Is Jackie back tomorrow or do we know yet?
She's planning to be back tomorrow. Yeah. I think she just needed to recoup.
Yeah, I need a day. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. I
think she's
that.
The only one of us that continued partying after the party was over.
Yeah. She thought she was a registered nurse. She worked 12 hours on Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. That's a long day.
It was a long day.
Yep. Okay. What else is on your agenda for the? What about after the first of the year?
After the first of the year? Oh, if you're looking for some concerts coming up in at the LEC, the Laughlin Entertainment Center, we have Sammy Hagar and the Circle with REO Speedwagon coming out.
And that's a new Circle. That's not.
That's a new Circle.
Yes, people from the 60s remember a band called Circle.
Yeah.
But this is The Circle.
The Circle.
And it's a different band.
Yes.
It's not the band from the 60s.
One word can make all the difference in the world.
It does here, yeah.
So they're coming out May 7th.
I saw REO Speedwagon one time out at the Avi Event Center.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. They were there with Chicago. It was a night of just, oh, I know.
Fun.
God. Yeah. And we got tickets on the floor. It was really, really.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh. Well, May's got some good entertainment coming out. So May 28th, they're bringing Pitbull back.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Good. Good. He's entertaining.
Oh, always. Non-stop entertainment.
Yep. And the weather's nice about May.
Yes.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
So you got a lot going on.
We do.
And
always.
And you're basically tourism, right? I mean, you don't do a lot of chamber work yourself?
I do a mix of both.
Oh, do you?
Yes, okay. I do.
But no one else does tourism, right?
Just me and Jackie.
You and Jackie.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Michelle helps us when it comes to graphics or advertising. She does that part. Claudia helps us because she spreads the word.
Yes,
everybody
exactly.
calls her, and she's the one with all the information.
Exactly. All right. Yep. Give the chamber number one more time.
702-298-2214.
Val, thanks so much for coming in
and
filling a whole hour by yourself.
No problem.
I know.
Usually I don't get to speak. Jackie does all the talking.
Yeah, but not this time. Jackie's at home now going, oh, I wish I'd been there because I would have said this and
right?
I would have said that and I would have said this and I would have mentioned this and my dog would have been running on the table.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, well. All right. Thank you so much. You
thank
have yourself
you.
A super day.
You too,
all
everyone.
Right. All right, a couple things coming up in our community in Kingman. They have a chamber mixer this Thursday night at Hooch's in Kingman, 5:30 to 7. Any questions, call the Kingman Chamber, 753-6253. And then this Saturday, the EAA Young Eagles fly for free. If you want to take your kids flying between the ages of 8 and 17, head to the Laughlin Bullhead City International Airport between, I don't have the times. It's 9 to noon. Any questions, call the airport, 754-2134. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Mr. Sean Hannity will be in your next live from his studio. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.